The town of Zawiya, west of Tripoli, is one of the focal points of the conflict in Libya. It's been in the hands of rebels for days, but pro-Gaddafi forces have been trying so far without success to recapture it. Mohammed is a young man living in Zawiya. Just a short time ago, he described the situation there.
The city is under the control of the youth movement. I mean, it's completely under the control, but it's surrounded by the Gaddafi authority. I mean, it's surrounded by artillery, tanks. But the city itself is under control. I mean, government, they have no control over the city.
So how are you defending yourselves? How is Zawiya defending itself if it's surrounded by Gaddafi's tanks?
Yeah, they attack the city from time to time, but now there are some soldiers. They're fighting with the people inside the city.
Do you have any anti-tank weapons?
No, they don't have anti-tanks. They have tanks and they have light weapons. I mean, they have guns and machine guns, and this is what they defend the city.
So you have some tanks inside the city?
Yes, yeah, they have some tanks, yeah.
So if Gaddafi really wants to take it over, there's going to have to be a tank battle, essentially, or he's going to have to use the air force.
Which is very difficult, to use the tanks inside the city. I mean, it's unless they want to destroy the whole city.
And what about the Air Force? Have you been bombed at all?
The city, no. There are airplanes around the city. From time to time, you hear the airplane, but there is no bombs by the airplanes, no.
Why do you think they're not bombing you, given that you're so much closer to Tripoli?
I don't know why they're not bombing, but I hope they will not do it.
Indeed. Because do you have any aircraft, any anti-aircraft guns?
No.
So it would be very difficult if they started bombing, obviously.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. And it's very intense population. I mean, it will be very difficult, yes.
So what are conditions like inside Zawiya? Do you have power and water, for instance?
Yeah, we have some sources. It's getting few and few. I mean, now it will be a short, very, very short time. They will have no resources. Yesterday, they tried to send some medical equipment to the city, but the government, they catch it. They don't let people to send any help from outside.
So they're stopping medical equipment and help getting into Zawiya.
Yeah, that's right.
And what about food? Is there enough food to keep people going?
So far, there is food. I mean, people, they store some food in their houses and they are supporting each other. They're working like one family, so...
This is a siege, though, now, it sounds like. How long can Zawiya last, hold out?
We are hoping that the military in Sabratha will come with the people. That's what we are hoping right now.
What do you want from the outside world? For instance, are you asking for a no-fly zone?
That's what we are asking, for no-fly zone. This is the most important, because Gaddafi is still, this moment, they are carrying the miniseries from Africa. They have sent them to Tripoli and to Benghazi, to the other cities.
Do you think that the people who are surrounding you are foreign mercenaries, mostly?
There are some in Tripoli here, yes. But can see there, they don't speak Arabic.
And you're only about 50 or 60 kilometres from Tripoli, am I right about that?
Yes, it's 40 kilometres, yeah.
So do you feel very vulnerable where you are?
Yes.
As well as a no-fly zone, I believe that some people in Benghazi have been asking the international community to send them rocket launchers and RPGs. Is that what you want as well?
That's possible, but mainly no-fly zone. This is the most important thing for this moment. I mean, we don't need any intervention. If there is no-fly zone, that will help us very much. Yes.
So you don't want international interference. Is it very important to you that this be a purely Libyan revolution, that you do this all yourselves?
That's what we are, that's what we need. It's a purely Libyan revolution. I mean, we need support. If there is a medical supply, there is a food supply, especially through Benghazi, because the Benghazi port now is open. I mean, the government, they have no control over the eastern part of Libya.
But if Gaddafi holds out, if he is determined not to go, then what choice do you have but to have a war?
We are hoping that the military will move from the east part and come to Tripoli. That's what we are hoping, because now they have enough artillery, they have enough weapons, they can do something, to attack his home in Bab al-Aziziyyah and Tripoli. This is the only place they have. They move freely. It's only in Tripoli, in the Bab al-Aziziyya, where the Gaddafi and his family and his group is living right now.
Are you hopeful?
Very hopeful, yes. Because people, they are determined. I mean, that's enough. It's 42 years of oppression. There is no freedom. It's a miserable country. It's a very rich country, and 40% of the people, they are living under the poverty line. I mean, it's you cannot imagine.
A young man called Mohammed speaking on the line there from Libya a short time ago.